I want to talk to you about, you know, a subject I believe that you can relate to this morning, and it's called a troubled mind, how to deal with a troubled mind. And so our text, a couple of texts of scriptures we're going to have is John chapter 14, verses 1 and 27. We're going to read the King James Version. We're going to go to a number of versions and or at least a number of scriptures and help us today. Thank God. So the text scripture we're going to look at here is verse 1 of John chapter 14. You're going to see that on the screens there. Let not your heart be troubled, it says, Jesus said. You believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We can see here there's a fearful mind, a troubled heart. In this particular verse of Scripture, Jesus said, don't let it be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled. And I want to propose to you this morning in this teaching, the condition of your mind depends on what you feed it. The condition of your mind depends on what you feed it. What you think affects how what you feel, and what you feel affects your next move or your behavior. Your behavior will result in terms of the things that you get in your life. So we need to begin to see and examine very carefully what the Lord has said. I'll introduce this in the scripture that Jesus himself said not to have a troubled mind. And yet we have untold number of Christians who are unable to obey this scripture. Was Jesus thinking about the gravity of your situation right now? Was he actually thinking about you right now when he said that? Doesn't he know that the severity of your problem and the condition that you're in right now? You know, Jesus said, don't be afraid. Someone who is very sick and has conditions that is beyond repair in their lives, how could you say that to someone, Jesus? Don't be afraid. How could you say that to someone? Don't be troubled. Well, apparently Jesus said that to all of us. And he said, we need to learn to obey that. So I was thinking about if he understood the complicated problems that we would have today. Well, I believe that we can do what God says no matter what our situation may be in today. Yeah. If he says that you don't worry, and he says, then we don't have to worry, no matter what the situation. Many believe the lie that the devil has fed them, that they will always have this trouble, that they'll never be able to deal with a worried mind, with anxious thoughts, troubling them, their heaviness in their heart and burdens in their lives. So I believe that we can obey this scripture today. And let's go ahead and read this text again over in the Amplified Bible. Let's go look at what it says here. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, distressed, agitated. Well, you know, when somebody is troubled, the Amplified says distressed and agitated. Well, that's not very restful. If you're agitated about everything in life that's going on in your life, you can't have any kind of rest. There's always something to agitate your mind. He said, you believe in me and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Believe in and adhere to and trust and rely on me. We need to believe what Jesus said today. We need to rely on what he said. That he, if he said not to worry, not to have a heavy heart, that we can do that. Over in verse 27, Jesus said, in the Amplified Version, he said, peace I leave with you. My own peace now I give and bequeath you. Not as the world give do I give you. See, you can't get this in the world. There's people that are looking for this kind of peace. They can't find it. You can't find it in people. You can't find it in things. You can't find it in activities. People are just continually drowning themselves with activities, trying to hide, you know, cover up what they have. But Jesus said that we can have peace and face the fact that there is a problem. and then hiding and running away and denying a problem does not make it go away. But we need to face the fact what God said, that we can. He says, neither let your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated. He says, the Amplified, stop allowing yourself to be agitated, disturbed. Do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. So I believe that's something that we can do to change our situation today according to the Word of God. And no matter what your situation might look like, no matter what your body feels like, no matter what the doctor said, no matter what your finances are going to look like right now, your marriage situation, I believe we can obey the Lord this morning. Can you say amen this morning? Amen. So number one, we can refuse to have a troubled mind because God said it. God said it. Jesus said it. The Holy Spirit helped John write this. So he said we can refuse to have a troubled mind. Everybody say, I refuse to be troubled in my mind. See, you need to say that. You know what? You can hear that, but you need to say it, even if you don't believe it right now. Because the more you say it, the more you will do it. The Bible says the righteous are delivered with their mouth in Proverbs. The righteous are delivered by the words of their mouth. Proverbs says that. You look it up. Now, most Christians don't believe this. They don't believe what Jesus said because they say, don't you know the kind of trouble I have? Don't you know how much pain I have? Don't you know how much trouble I'm experiencing today? So they're believing what they say. And they're believing what the devil has said to them. And so it's like in their mind, it's like a replay over and over and over. And they keep saying what that picture tells them. How many people know that the devil can give you pictures? He can give you pictures of devastation and defeat. And he'll play that over and over and over again. And if you go through your life thinking about that over and over and over and over, and it hovers over you wherever you go. But you can break that cycle tonight, praise God. Amen? Is Jesus right about this or not? If he said, don't worry, not to worry, not to have a trouble mark. But people are saying that they can't have this peace of mind. They're saying this over and they're, so we need to say, I can do this. God's word is empowerment to us. If Jesus said it, he's empowering us to do this. And he can put us over, that word can put us over, over fear and worry and anxiousness. The word of God, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful. The word of God is quick. The word quick means it's alive. The word of God is alive when we put the word in our mouth, put it to work by speaking it out today. It's a sharp-edged sword, the Bible says. The word of God is like a sword coming out of our mouth. And the devil don't like it when he sticks around. He can't take it for very long. So don't ever say, I can't do this, or I can't stop worrying. Because this word that you say about yourself and about this situation will block you from ever going forward. Don't ever say, I cannot do this, because the Word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. All things means you don't have to worry. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ. The Bible says, thou art snared, or Proverbs 6:2, King James, thou art snared or captive, held captive by the words of your mouth. Thou art taken captive with the words of your mouth. So you take captive your own self by the way you say how it is in your life. We don't call those things which are as though they are. We call them which be not as though they are. Amen. Amen. We call it like the Word of God says it. The Bible says, I'm free. Glory to God. Everybody said, I'm free. So we don't have to worry this morning. That's what God said. Now, it doesn't make it go away instantly. Okay, we need to stand. I told you last week that some of us need to start standing up for ourselves against the enemy. He's going to try to push you and assault you and bully you for the rest of your life. And if you stay there, you need to fight back this morning. Fight back and take your land. I mean, God promised the children of Israel the promised land with milk and honey. But there's giants in the land, praise God. But they had to defeat the giants to take possession. And you, my brother and sister, need to fight off those giants. And they'll try to hold you back. So Jesus said in the verse 27, John 14:27, he says, this peace I'm leaving you, not as the world gives it. You can't get this peace anywhere else. You can't buy this. You can't do anything else. Only comes from God. This kind of peace comes from God. Only God can do this, give you this kind of peace. No matter what your situation is today. Glory to God. He said, the peace I leave you, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm going to talk about the mind for a second. You know, we said we're going to talk about the troubled mind. What is the mind? You know, we have psychology, we have a discipline, we have a science called psychology. If you want to call it a science, well, we call it a science because some of us are amateur psychologists a little bit. And I think all of us are at some point. We know, first of all, that man is a triune being. We're asking, what is the mind? Man is a triune being. Man is, first of all, a spirit being. When you get born again, your spirit becomes brand new. But you still have a mind and a body that's not redeemed yet. And this is where our trouble is. The devil will pay a lot of attention to your mind. And the Bible says that we need to do something with our own minds. Okay, so the mind is part of what we call the soul of man. So the mind is part of the soul, which is not born again. That's why you can have evil thoughts and love God at the same time. You have to do something with your mind. You can have fearful thoughts, and you can know at the same time that God loves you. You say, how can I have all these evil trials and troubles, and I don't understand how God loves me if I have all this stuff. Well, He loves you. We need to focus our attention properly and do something with our minds. And so this is where the enemy defeats most people, is in their undeveloped soul or their mind. Because what your mind thinks, it will feel. And it feels very real. Feelings are very real. And your behavior becomes very real too. Because you will act in accordance to what's on your mind on a regular basis. So the scriptures says, the Bible says in the New Testament, in Romans 12:2, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Not the removing of your mind, the renewing of your mind. See, as a Christian, you still have a mind. And we have to do something with our minds. It's our responsibility to do something with our mind. So what exactly is the mind? The mind is the part of the human soul which a person can reflect conscientiously in order to perceive and understand and make decisions. So that's why the devil wants to attack the mind, because he wants to mess your thinking up so much to focus on negativity, because he wants you to perceive the negative. He wants you to understand only what he can do. Not what God can do and what he will do. He wants you to make decisions based outside of the will of God. And so we can see this in the script later. So the mind from the Greek word nous, N-O-U-S, which means the seat of reflection or conscience. It's a faculty of perception and understanding. It's the throne of feeling, judging, and determining. So, it's a faculty of knowing and understanding things. So, what we understand about God, what we understand about the devil, what he's going to do, what he's capable of doing, all he wants us to know what he does. He wants to cloud over what God, you know, that's why it's so difficult for people to have victories, because, people are walking by what they feel. They're afraid to go here. They're afraid to go there. They're afraid to go over there. They're afraid of people. They're afraid that, what if I get in trouble? What if I step out? What if I fail? That's why they've never stepped out, and that's why they keep failing. It's because they're letting fear dominate their lives. And they're troubled in their mind about people, about things, about events. And so the devil wants to keep you captive. Don't want you to move forward in the things that you need to get. So then what is a troubled mind then? A troubled mind is a disturbed mind. A troubled mind is filled with thoughts of defeat and failure. A mind without peace. A mind without the peace of God. God said that we can have a peaceful mind, Jesus said in the word there. He said, I'm giving you this peace. We need to protect our mind from being disturbed and troubled from what the enemy's attack. And he can do that very, very, in a very sly way, so a very subtle way. And he'll tell you, well, you know, you can worry once in a while. It's not bad. Worry is not bad. You know, if you worry, it means you really care and love people. If you know, people have said, you wouldn't worry for me if I just dropped dead. Well, it's too late to worry then, would it? Huh? It's because you're dead now. No need to worry about you. So the devil wants to disturb your mind, fill your mind with fear and anxiety and things that will defeat you. And he'll give you pictures and show you how he's going to destroy you, that he's going to kill you. He told me many times, Claire, when I first started being a pastor, he said, you're going to fail? What are people going to say? You're a word of faith pastor. What are they going to say? So what? What were you talking about when I was in detox? Nobody cared about me then. Why are you talking about me now? Praise God. I don't care what people say. I had nothing when I started. Praise God. And I'll leave without nothing in this world. But I'll leave a testimony that Roma Fisher was here, and he trusted God, and he believed God. Amen. This little boy from Suckle Creek. Now, they made a company out of my name over here. Somebody did. Hallelujah. I think about those days in Suckle Creek, drinking old water from the creek, eating sucker heads, sucker eyeballs. I'm going to have that for lunch this afternoon. Praise God. Amen. Okay, sorry about Grocio. We're going to edit this section. Mr. Editor. There are conditions of the mind. You know, your mind doesn't stay the same all the time. Someday, you're happy because everything's going well. But sometimes you can have a real bad time because everything's going so bad and you think the world is a horrible place. God, kill me. Take me out of here. But when you're driving a nice fancy car, eating steak, having your parades and parties and everything else, you're like, life is wonderful. Huh? Come on now. But, you know, God is a wonderful God. That's why we need to renew our mind. The season you're in now, it's not going to always be the same. You never know what you're going through is a short thing right now. Glory to God. The mind can be in various conditions, depending on what we've chosen or not chosen to do. For instance, we can have a fleshly mind, the Bible says, in Colossians 2 and 18. We're going to have a fleshly mind. What is a fleshly mind? Well, you do your own research. I can't do everything for you. You can have a vain mind. Well, the fleshly mind just thinks about, fleshly things. A vain mind, Ephesians 4:17, the Bible says, talking about the people without God, it's a vain mind. You know, people have a lot of things in their mind. It's just emptiness. They fill their mind with all these other things that don't matter everything. It doesn't matter if the Blue Jays won or not. You're not going to get anything out of it in heaven or on earth. But thank God when they win, I'm happy. Huh? Yesterday I was celebrating the Leafs won big. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Running up and down Black Bay Road. Woo! Last night when Sidney Crosby came to town, or they went to his town, and they got beaten so badly. So, oh, man, I think I'll go do away with my life. No. But you know what? You can have an empty mind. It's void of God. For Ephesians 4:17, the Bible talks about a mind that's defiled, a defiled mind. Titus 1:15 says, a mind that's been defiled. The Bible again talks about the carnal mind in Romans 8:17. The carnal mind is, the Bible says, is death. And then the mind can be blinded. The Bible says a blind mind. 2 Corinthians 4:4, it's a blind mind. Can't see the things of God. You can't even think about God. You can't even think about what God is. So blind, you can't see in your mind because it's so cluttered with junk from the devil that you cannot see in your mind. God can get you out of the situation. We used to sing a song, God can make a way. Remember that? Where there be no other way. He works in things we cannot see. He will make a way for me. Right? He will be my guide. Close to his side. Okay, I don't know the rest. See, God will make a way. I was reading in Ezekiel the other night that God will make a way. He can make a desert into like a river into a desert, you know, make a river appear. Glory to God. And he can make a beautiful place into like desolate. He can help us. You know, God can help you no matter what it is you're going through. Do you want to be helped? Or do you want to keep that stupid mind? Okay. The Bible talks about a polluted mind. Romans, Mark 7:20. The Bible talks about a mind that's a focused mind. Isaiah 26:3, a focused mind. The Bible, as we just read earlier, Romans 12:2, an unrenewed mind or a renewed mind. So, 1 Peter talks about a mind that's a loose mind, a mind that's not, you know, strengthened and able to control your mind. We need to be able to control our minds. It also talks about we mentioned an empty mind, but it also talks about the mind that's a spiritual mind, Romans 8:6. A spiritual mind is life, it says in the scripture, but a carnal mind is death, nothing but death. What was Jesus really saying to his disciples in John 14, 1 and 27? Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, and agitated. Believe in me, adhere to, and trust in me. Rely on God, believe and adhere to, and trust, and rely also on me. He said, peace I leave with you. My own peace do I give it. Give I unto you. Not as the world gives it. What was Jesus talking about? Here, over here in 1 Peter or 2 Peter 1 and 2, we see the word peace is being used in the Amplified Version of the Bible. Gives us a better look in the shade of the meaning of the word peace. If you'll go to Amplified there, it says 2 Peter 1 and 2 says, My grace, God's favor or mercy and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts. When people have agitating passions, that's a troubled mind. You cannot you're addicted to something. Agitating passions, you want to commit adultery when you feel like you can't do it. Or whatever you want, your agitating passions would be something that you can't seem to control in your flesh. Because the Bible talks about the devil will put something in your mind, then it becomes bigger and bigger until it becomes obsessive. And then when that thing becomes obsessive, it can take your whole life away. I remember Brother Hagin was talking about one day about a pastor, a woman, a wife of a pastor who she was a wonderful singer, and she would be on the music team, and the devil would come and talk to her and say, you know what, you got such a beautiful voice, imagine, you know, look what you gave up, you could have been singing in Las Vegas and you could have done all these things. And she began to entertain that thought, and as she entertained it, and she was so you know, obsessive about that thought, and she pretty soon got out of the ministry from her husband, and she went away, and her husband was praying for her and asking her to come back, and Brother Hagin one day was praying for this woman, and the Lord said to him, stop praying for this woman, she ain't coming back, because she rejected me. She's possessed with that thought now. At one time it was just a thought, now it was possessed. She was possessed with this. She saw, and he saw in the vision that this God sent these pastors to this woman, come back to your husband, do this and that. He says, she says, I'm never coming back to my husband. I don't want to go into the ministry no more. I don't want to be a Christian. To hell with the devil, with God, she said, and slammed the door. And the Bible says when he saw that, he saw that the spirit overtook her whole life. You know, we can't let obsessive thoughts conquer us. We need to take control of this whole thing. Amen. Come on now. Amen. We can't just let things control our lives, our whole life, and let fear dominate us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what? We can do something about this today, right now. If you're here right now and you're thinking about this, it's God saved you. Amen. To bring you here this morning to hear about this message. Glory to God. Amen? So, when you have these agitating passions that come against you, you have to fight against it. Moral conflicts. So, what is the peace of God? Or what is peace? Anyway, when we talk about peace, well, it's freedom from freedom of your mind from annoyances or distractions and anxieties and obsessions. It's a state of tranquility when you're in the peace of God. Your mind is your mind. Everybody say, my mind is my mind. See, you don't have to be controlled by the devil's thoughts. He wants you to think that you can't help it. He wants you to think, oh, I can't help thinking this way. Yeah, because you played that record for so long, it's going to take you some time to get rid of it. You're going to have to reprogram your mind that I can do it, I can get rid of this. I don't have to worry. I will not die, but live. Amen? I will not die, but I will live, and I will declare the works of the Lord, praise God, amen? I will not die. With long life will I satisfy him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory to God, amen? Hallelujah. Talk to the devil. Say, I don't believe you. Yeah, I can see that's going on, but I don't believe you. Here's what I believe. I can have a troubled mind. God's working on it right now. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Fight back. Fight back, amen? Don't be afraid of the devil. Don't let him push you around. Look at him in the eye and say, you ain't having this. You ain't having my family. You ain't having my money. You ain't having my body. You ain't having my mind. Glory to God. You fight back. Fight like a woman. Amen. I think there's some teaching like that, amen? You don't have a, you know, thank God. Your mind is your mind. Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." We need to keep our mind focused on God. Yes, the thoughts are coming in. Yes, we know the reality naturally, what it looks like. Yes, but you can't focus on that. You can't look at that over and over and examine it from your natural ability. You cannot solve it. There's not one person in the world that solves problems by looking at a problem over and over and over and over again. They have to look for a solution outside of themselves. You will not solve it if you look at it from that perspective. What God has said, here's what he said through Paul's letter. Philippians 4:4. To verse 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord sometimes. That's what people read like that. Rejoice in the Lord in church when you feel it's the best song for you. Huh? That's what people are doing. I look around here this morning. They're saying, most of the people in here were like this. You know, what's going on? You know, you can get mad at me, but I have to tell you because I'm the teacher. I'm the one that has to tell you this. You don't look like you're rejoicing. You know? So lift your hand once in a while and smile. Say, God, thank you. At least one time. And stand up in the presence of God. You're not a cripple. Stand up. You can stand up for half an hour. There's no problem with standing up for half an hour. You can sit down and sleep later. Glory to God. Amen? See, you know, we need coaches. We need people who are not afraid of people to tell people. You know, what I'm saying now is going to help you down the road. Because people who don't listen to people, they get into trouble down the road. And they wonder, oh, you know, how did this ever happen? It happened because you didn't listen to the pastor. You didn't listen in a little area. Okay, so your flesh doesn't like it. So what? You don't listen to your flesh. You can't listen to your flesh. You might be having victory in one area, but you've got a whole lot of mess in other areas of your life. You know, people say, oh, I'm doing okay. No, you're not. I can tell you're not doing okay. We have all kinds of problems. Every one of us got problems, but we're going to conduct ourselves like we're in the house of God and that God is real.
Amen.
Amen? So, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Let your moderation be known. That's when you're rejoicing. You're rejoicing because, you know what? When we're having a hard time, doesn't mean we have to tell everybody how bad we're having a hard time. Oh, man. No, just act like it's so.
Hallelujah.
Right? So you know, when we're mad at people, like sometimes you go through a drive-thru and sometimes the people are there are not very nice. You know, so I'm not giving them a tip. No, that's when you need to let your moderation be known to all men. Just pull out your wallet and say, thank God, here's a tip for you. And you mind, you say, you don't deserve it, but I'm going to give you a tip because I need to bless you right now. Thank God. You know, because we don't know what a waitress is going through. We don't know what they're going through. Their dad might have died that morning or something happened. Maybe they had a big fight with their husband and she's being abused at home. We don't know. When you're at Walmart and they're trying to get you through, sometimes people can be so mad. By the time you get there, you're the 1,000th person who trying to rush her around. She's trying to do her job. Glory to God. Next time you have a hard time, you know, think about that.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let your moderation be known that the Lord is at hand. He's here. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, this is supernatural, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ, through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And those things which you have both learned and seen and heard in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now, we want the peace, but we don't want to think like this. God gives us a list of instructions of what to do with our mind.
Amen.
When we're having a hard time. He gave us a list. He runs down the list. Here's what you need to do when having a bad time. Don't you know I'm having a hard time, God? That's what we tell the Lord. So we need to start believing what he said. So God gave us a list. Thing to do. We need to think on these things. We need to do what he said. Start praising and giving thanks. So praise God. You know, there is, the Bible talks about being spiritually minded and carnally minded. Over here in Romans 8, 5 and 6, it says, For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit do the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. To do what Paul said to do over there with the Philippians is life and peace. But if we rehearse these things in our mind, we're going to go down. Fleshy thoughts, carnal, are carnal thoughts which produce death. Thoughts without God, a vain mind. Spiritual thoughts are a life and peace. They're thoughts that come from the Bible, the scriptural thinking. Consider Jesus, consider him. Or we'll faint, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, weariness in your mind will make you fail. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him. Consider him. The Bible says if you're considering somebody, you're considering him in your mind. Okay, consider Jesus. Yeah, consider him. That means you're gonna put that in your mind right now. He says in there, that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. He said, if you don't consider Jesus, and he shows what to do, if you don't consider, he said, faint not. If you don't consider that, then you'll faint in your mind. You're going to give up. It's going to look so dismal, so failure-focused, that your mind is going to give out. You know, God has thoughts about you. His thoughts are wonderful. In Psalm 139, it says that God, how wonderful are your thoughts towards me, God? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You made me, handcrafted me in my mother's womb. You knew me before I was born. You conducted my life and you showed me exactly, you know, from the beginning to end. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you," says the Lord. I know the thoughts. I know what I'm thinking towards you. And I'm trying to pass these on to you through my prophets and through my apostles and through Jesus and the scriptures. Amen. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, an expected end. The Bible says that means a future. Everybody say, I have a future. And it looks good, you know. God has thoughts about us. They're peace. And it's a great future. Don't be double-minded. When you're going through this tough time, here's what happens over here. The Bible says in James chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, he says, don't be double-minded between God's thoughts and the devil's thoughts and vacillate back and forth, a tug of war. The Bible says in the last verse, let him ask in faith, or nothing wavering, for he that wavered is like the wave of the sea driven with the wind tossed. Let that man not think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we're up and down, up and down. The Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What does the word double-minded man mean? It means a mind that is full of doubt. Double-mindedness. To be double-minded, the Bible says, is to doubt God and to start believing the lie. To keep doubting God and just believing the lie. Come back and forth. And you kind of wonder, why is this taking so long? Well, make up your own mind. Not to worry. Make your mind up right now. Hey, listen. I'm gonna stand right here and I'm going to trust God. Make up your mind today. Trust the Lord. No. The Bible says, trust the Lord and die. No, trust the Lord and live. Hallelujah. His word is life. The Bible says that we need to cast down the imagination, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 5. It says, for we don't war in the flesh, but we war in the spirit. Verse 5 says, casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought. God doesn't do that. Holy Spirit doesn't do that. An angel is not going to do it. We do it. We take the thought captive and say, you know what? I realize you gave me a picture there, but I reject that. I refuse that. Glory to God. All these thoughts come with a video. They come with audio and color. And they come with feelings and emotions. These videos that the devil shows you. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, the devil takes Jesus, him, up into a high mountain, shows unto him, that Jesus, all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. How could you show someone everything in the world in a moment of time? You'd have to do that up here. He showed Jesus this. And Jesus had to fight the temptation not to give in to the devil. You know, it's called the temptation of Jesus. If this wasn't a temptation, if it wasn't real, then it's not a temptation. Then the Bible lied. But this was the temptation that Jesus had. He's going to tempt you to believe a lie. And it's up to you to take the lie down, take it captive, say, you know what? That doesn't fit God's character and description. That doesn't fit my future, a good future in Jeremiah. It doesn't say this. That's not in there. God didn't plan me to be sick half of my time. He didn't plan for me to be broke half the time. He didn't plan for me to be fearful for most of my life and depressed. No, it's a good plan, a good life, a healthy life, a strong life. So we have to replace these thoughts. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11:3, the Bible corrupted Eve's mind subtly. He didn't come all at once and, hey, I'm the devil. You know, I'm the devil. No. He comes in like, you know, he's a nice guy. Oh, listen, you know, it's okay. Listen, cool down. Yeah, okay, have that thought. You cannot go through life without having a little bit of fear. Okay, yeah, okay, sure, yeah, okay. You know, and so he comes in very sly. It's normal. It's not normal. Not according to what God said. He wants to give you these thoughts to defeat you. to tell you that your troubles are so strong and so big that you cannot ever overcome them. So in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, the Bible says that in a time, and this was a time in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, David and his men were out doing God's work or doing the kingdom, whatever work they were doing for the kingdom. They went out. Are you paying attention? This is going to help you right now. So David and his men were out doing what kings and people do for the kingdoms. You know, David was a good king, good man of God. And he's out there doing what God told him to do or doing what he said he's supposed to be doing and minding his own business and doing what he's supposed to do. And there he is out there with his troop. And the enemy comes by and begins to steal away his family, his wives, his children, his possessions, everything that was valuable to him was gone in a moment of time like that. And so they come back with the men, and they saw the devastation that they had arrived to. They come to see what happened in their home. The kids are gone. The wife is gone. Everything valuable is gone. And then he's the leader of that place. He's the leader there, and here he is having to have some explanation of what's going on. Hey, I thought God was with us. So the people thought, hey, let's kill David, man. Let's just destroy this guy. He's the one that got us into all this mess in the first place, and here he is. Let's go ahead and kill him. Let's destroy him. They thought about killing him. I wouldn't want to work in that office. In that organization, anybody ever felt that way? Or just me and Anita at the college? Huh? They say, well, you know, that Roma was a good teacher, but man, he sure messed up today. I think we better escort him to the door. I've seen that around the college. They escort you out the door. When you're fired, they escort you. See you later. Woo! I don't care if you're working there 25 years, you're out the door. I've seen it. And don't you think that the devil, just because you're just about near retiring, it's because he's not going to come around and still mess with you. I don't care how successful you've been. He can steal something in a moment of time if you allow him. He lets you go on a long time thinking that you'll never be touched. For a long time, he won't bother you. He'll just tell you, you're doing okay. Bang! Then all of a sudden, he's woo-hoo-hoo! Well, you need to be a man and woman of God. Be strong. I'm not letting the devil take me down. Are you? No matter what happens. I told my wife, you can fall dead today. I'm going to still keep going. That's not being mean. That's not being mean. That's my commitment. But I don't believe that's going to happen. But that's my commitment. The three Hebrew children, they were the king says, you better bow down and worship me right now because I'm God. The Hebrew boy said, no, I'm not going to do that. That's Daniel chapter 3. He said, we will not bow down to you. We have a God in heaven. We're not going to bow down to you. Even if our God will deliver us. And let me tell you this, if our God doesn't deliver us, we still won't bow down to you. Amen. That's talking about their faith and commitment. Their commitment was said, no matter what happens, if the whole world goes to hell, I'm standing right here. If the city of Thunder Bay says there's no healing, I want to stand right here and say, there is healing, praise God. Amen? That's my commitment. That's my commitment. I don't care what people say. They say, oh, you guys believe you guys are that crazy blabber, grabber. But yes, we are, praise God. Jesus said, you're going to have what you say. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I'd rather people talk about me this way than the other way. You know what? It's better to suffer as a Christian, Jesus said. Amen. Than for being a bum. Verse 6 says, 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, David was greatly distressed for the people spake of stoning him. Can you imagine that? He said, let's get this guy stoned. Not that kind of stone. Because of the soul of the people was grieved. Everybody, the soul of the people was grieved. the soul. In other words, the people's minds were so troubled. They want to kill their leader. You ever get so troubled in your mind that you want to strangle somebody? Huh? That you want to throw in the towel? And you work all your life, all of a sudden you say, you know, you want to quit, right? I'm scared to blow my nose here. They were so grieved for his sons and his daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. So we see that he encouraged himself. You and I have to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Even if the kids are gone, even if the wife is gone, even if the stuff is gone, even if your property is gone, you need to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Praise God. I will, you know, he said, "I will not fear," in that verse of scripture. You read the whole psalm, "I will not fear anything. I choose," you choose, you have to choose. Just like Psalm says, "I will not fear." That's a choice you make. "I will not have a troubled mind. I refuse to think negative." Amen. It takes some gumption to do that. When the doctor says, "No, the medicine is not working." When the guy says, "No, you can't have the loan. But you only got 2 days to make up this deal, or else you lose the whole thing." When your wife gets up and said, "I'm leaving you after 30 years, after 40 years. We've seen that. I've seen it. When the pastor says, "Hey, listen, I'm a homosexual." You got to stand no matter what the pastor did. Come on. You're going to have to stand no matter. I remember when I was so devastated in 1987 when Jimmy Swaggart fell and he had this problem with a prostitute. I remember how bad I felt. He was my hero. I watched him every Sunday. I listened to his tapes every Sunday. Had loads of his music in my car every day, thinking about Jimmy. I couldn't wait for Sunday morning to watch Jimmy. And then when that happened to Jimmy, oh, it's like God died. And we stopped in Swift Current. My wife and I were on a mission. A honeymoon. We were on a honeymoon. We stopped at Swift Current. That's why I hate Swift Current today. No. I was in Swift Current, and then, you know, I turned on the TV, see TV news, and I saw Jimmy crying, "I have sinned." What's going on? Here's my favorite preacher. At that moment, I trust God, no matter what the preacher did. I remember in Colorado, they had a huge church. Remember this huge church, and the pastor was doing drugs. And huge church. He was speaking to masses of people in Colorado. And he filled stadiums of hundreds, thousands of people in different cities. And then he comes out with the fact that he's been having a homosexual relationship, and he's been doing drugs for so long. And you got to stand. No matter what goes on, no matter what happens to the pastor. Come on now. And so we have to put our faith in God. Yes, people will fail you. People you look up to might fail, but God never fails, praise God. He never fails. You got to stand strong in the things of God. I mean, this might not be, you're not alone. 1 Peter 5 and 9 and 10 says, you're not alone that's having these. You're not the only one that's having these troubles. We saw, I think, Wednesday night that through the gift of word of knowledge, the prophet was running away from Ahab's wife. What's his name? Jezebel. And she said, "I'm going to kill you." And this prophet was performing miracles, and he destroyed all these prophets. And he ran away because one woman says, "I'm going to kill you." So he said, "I'm going to kill you." So he ran away. And hid himself in the bush, and he said, "God, kill me now." He didn't want to die. If he wanted to die, he would let Ahab's wife Jezebel kill him. We just feel like that. You know, just like the psalmist said, "I got so much trouble. I wish I was like a bird. I would fly away into the desert and just be alone by myself. I heard somebody say this the other morning, a preacher, that you could never get away from distress or trouble. You can go to a secluded island somewhere else, and you'll be so stressed out because no one will be there. And there's no 7-Eleven, or you can't buy smokes or go to the bingo. You'd be so bored. You know I'm kidding. But the Bible talks about that he encouraged himself in the Lord. And he recovered everything. He got back all his property. Got back all his kids. Got back his wives. Praise God. You can recover all. If you don't give up, learn to begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. That's why you have to prophesy to yourself in your home, in your car, in your home. Prophesy to yourself. That says, this man is going places. Thank God this man is healed. Hallelujah. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than enough for this trouble. Praise God. Jesus, you and I are more than enough. Glory to God. Amen? We are more than enough. Glory to God. This is too much. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and stand up on our feet. Stand up on our feet. We need a musician. Is that her? We want to pray for these cloths. And we're going to anoint someone, or two or three people. How many people believe in the prayer of laying on the hands of the cloth? How many people believe that if you use the anointing oil, the power of God comes? We all believe that. Hallelujah. Let's break the devil's power over people. I'm free. I'm free. You're free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to thank you today that we are free people. We are people of God. How wonderful it is to be called a child of God. How blessed it is that we are the children of God. How you've loved us. You said, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And so, Father, we agree today that as we pray for these people and these situations, that the devil's traps, the devil's hand will be stopped, right in the tracks right now. We reverse these situations. What the devil has meant for harm, we call it good. We turn it around for good. So we want to thank you. Hallelujah. Where's any of the pastors here? Or are they all gone home? Hallelujah. Nathan, come on over here. Corey, come on over here. We have these other guys that are hidden pastors. Hidden in the things. This man is a man of God. Put your hands on this. Everybody, stretch your hands. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that the anointing of God will flow on these cloths right now in the name of Jesus. Cause deliverance, salvation, healing, cures. Hallelujah. We cast out every devil, every evil spirit that was trying to assign to them, and we cancel them out right now. Hallelujah. We break his power over that situation, over those sick bodies and minds in the name of Jesus. And we transfer the anointing of God to these cloths so that when they're ministered to the body and mind, that they'll be free immediately in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We call it well. We call it done. We say, yes. Amen.
Amen.
It's done.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You take these cloths. That cancer is gone. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In this name, Shokoma Silima, Sokoma Nike Shitima, Sokurama, Sataba, it's done. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now, we want to anoint anybody that needs anointing with oil. We want you to come right now. I know there's one that requested the anointing with oil. I'm going to pray for you right now. Come on forward. Anybody that needs anointing with oil, come on right now. Elders of the church, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, call the elders of the church, anoint them with oil. Come on, their elders back again. You got your job is not done yet. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on closer. Come on closer to us over here, ma'am. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Come on, we're going to anoint you with oil. Hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's begin to thank him right now in the name of Jesus for the anointing power of God. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We give you thanks for your goodness, for your favor. We do not think about what the devil has said. We push every thought about his what he will do in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm just jumping and jerking like a jackrabbit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, Father, I anoint every one of these people because you said to do it. Hallelujah. When I go and lay hands and you lay hands upon them, in the name of Jesus, we anoint you with oil. In the name of Jesus, there goes that anointing. Glory to God. Be healed from the top of your head. The anointing oil, be healed. Be delivered. Hallelujah. We break the enemy's power over you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Look at me. The Lord said to me, I'm not finished with you. That's what he said. So don't allow that thought ever to enter your mind that he's done with you. There's so much more that you have to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, the anointing of God is on her life. In the name. The anointing of God, there goes that anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Recovery. Oh, Shaka. Just go ahead and receive it. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and thank him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a blessing of God. Thank you, Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. Father, we anoint her in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Say this. I will not die. But live and declare the works of the Lord. Say, I will not die, but I live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Healing has been ministered to my body. Whatsoever we believe, we receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I anoint you. Hallelujah. I anoint you with oil. There goes that anointing. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go, ha, mama, shaka, mama, kasama, shaka, rama. Supernatural, supernatural strength, supernatural strengthening, invigorated in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Supernatural, supernatural ability of God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing of oil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Baraka Shindi. Ananaka Sata. Just go ahead and let that out. Just go ahead and praise him. Thank you. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead. Amaka Samaka Sotokura. Thank you. Freedom. Thank you, Jesus. Freedom. 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 In the name. In the name, in the name, in the name, freedom, oh, freedom, ah, ha, 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 glory to God, freedom, in the name of Jesus, freedom, oh, ha, 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 thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, freedom, freedom in every area, ha, 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 Lord, just laugh at the devil, laugh at him, ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Lord. He's a liar. He's a liar. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anointing with oil. Anointing of oil. Been applied to you. Soko Shinta. Fire. Fire of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be God forever and ever and ever. Glory to God. Praise God. One more in the name of Jesus. Father, we anoint this young lady with the power of God in Jesus' name. Thank you for rescuing this one woman. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be God forever in the name of Jesus. Yes. We are not afraid of his disciples. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Ha, ha, ha. Preparing a way. I'm preparing a way. I've made a way for you.
Thank you.
In every area of your life, every area of life, I have already made the way. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid when circumstances are not answering according to what you think at the moment. I will make everything new. I will make a way where there has never been a way before. And you'll say, ha, ha, ha. Oh, that's a wonderful time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our workers and ushers, greeters. Lord God, Sammy, we anoint you in the name of Jesus. The work ahead of you might be heavy, but the Lord has hands upon you, and you can complete the task no matter what it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we anoint Ed in the name of Jesus with the oil of gladness. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do not die. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be God forever. Blessed be God forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Here's your anointing oil. Praise God. Praise God. I want to let you know, those of you that have not been born again, you can be born again now. You don't have to come up here. You just say, God, forgive me. Come in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that God wonderful?
Yeah.
Why don't we just give him some praise and thanksgiving again? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Well, Father, I just release everyone in the name of Jesus. Apply the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone. Mark them as no zone for the devil. No zone for the devil. The devil, God says, when I see the blood over you, I'll pass over you and not let the destroyer come in your house. Sickness and disease is far from you. Burglars are way far from you. No devil will conquer you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have a wonderful day, folks. Hallelujah. Amen.